Most of us didn't know Roosevelt Thompson, but we would have. He was well-known and well-loved in his home state of Arkansas. He was only 22. Nobody doubted that he was on his way to being governor and United States Senator someday. We're talking about a young black man who went to Central High School in Little Rock.
College students are beginning their walk through the cordon of paratroopers. A large group of white students is gathered on the steps as usual. It will be interesting to see whether there will be any incident this morning.
Many of us can remember the day federal troops had to be called in to protect nine black students, the first black students to integrate Little Rock Central High. That was 1957, 5 years before Roosevelt Thompson was born. By the time he got to Central High, everything had changed. Rosie Thompson was elected president of the student council. He was an editor of the school paper. He was an actor. He was an all-state athlete. He achieved the highest score of any student ever in Arkansas on the National Merit Scholarship Exam. We met Roosevelt Thompson on Sunday morning 2 years ago. We had gone to Yale University to find out about the impact of a possible cut in federal student loans.
My father's a minister and my mother's a teacher, so even together, even though they'll both have good jobs, there's not a lot of family income.
So to help, he worked 3 afternoons a week at the City Hall in New Haven. He also tutored inner city kids. He made Phi Beta Kappa. A few months ago, he was named a Rhodes Scholar.
I know that I want to go to law school, and I plan to return to Arkansas. And in Arkansas, I'd like to practice law and probably take part in a lot of politics.
Rosie Thompson was killed in a car accident on his way back to Yale from spring vacation. They had a memorial service for him at Central High School. 1,500 people came, including a man he once worked for and whose job he hoped someday to have, Bill Clinton, the governor of Arkansas.
Roosevelt made all of us who knew him feel better and bigger and stronger. So today I pray that we think not of what he might have been, but of what he was. Not of what he might have done, but of what he did.